Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, folks, focusing on men's basketball off the court here. Wow. Over the weekend, K-State did announce a couple of sellouts officially in the upcoming home games here in Brand Lynch. Look, before I get in that, look, Jerome Tang, this coaching staff, again, deserves all the credit here. And the head man of the men's basketball team, Jerome Tang, for continuing to call out, obviously, fans here, or fans, well, don't want to throw the students in here, but I'm going to throw them in here anyway. Students have done a tremendous job so far showing up to these games, but more importantly, other K-State fans to show up. And the way that game ended last night with Baylor, the drama, all that entailed. Again, we'll have a postcast on that. We'll have a postcast on that coming up. But man, oh man, you beat three top 25 opponents. One of them ranked 24, West Virginia. Then this week, on the road, sixth ranked Texas. You go Golden State'd them, right? 116 points. And then last night, right? As I'm recording this on during halftime of the Sunday night football game, right? you beat Baylor, who came in this week 19th, and you still hold a goose egg on them. 0-3 in conference play. Talking about Baylor there as well in a thrilling, great game for K-State there. Three top 25 points. Who else in the Big 12 has three top 25 wins already in top 25? Do I see hands? Wait a minute. I do not. That belongs to K-State and our little friends over in Lawrence. Meanwhile, our next door neighbors, 45 minutes away, Lawrence, KU, escaping with all these lucky calls. K-State over here doing business and take care of ranked teams and doing it in dramatic fashion like the West Virginia and Baylor game, or in blowout in commanding fashion where they took going on the road in a hostile environment and take down sixth-ranked Texas. Man, this team is something else, man. This has been a fun ride so far. Who would have said that going in here that Jerome Tang is going to have all the success right now? 14-1. You're going to be 3-0 in conference play. 14-1 overall going into your next set of games this week, like Oklahoma State on Tuesday night. Not me. I ain't saying not me. Not at all. I'm sure I speak for Alex as well. Not him either as well. He was looking at a 1-2 start here. I don't know. I was a little bit more optimistic there, because you had to get that West Virginia game. That was key. And you did that. Then you went on the road and get one of these two games. K-State ended up getting both of these games and sit tied with, again, our next-door neighbors over there in Lawrence, KU, for the top spot in the Big 12. And with all that said, fans sold out these games. Let's see here. I know there's one coming up here on the list, right? Let's see. Actually, no. So right now, let's see. So Tuesday, yeah, I can't. The KU game. The KU games. Speaking of KU, why should I say this earlier? The Kansas game is an obvious one. That's sold out. Tech is also sold out. And Texas, that is also sold out. Also sold out as well. So, and that was also, according to back this up, StubHub also said something about it as well. So, Jerome Tang, since he's landed here in Manhattan, Kansas, he has said from the jump, we want to get this thing back to the fearful opponents, which is the Octagon of Doom. It needs to be that this week. It needs to be that starting Tuesday right now for this team. This team definitely deserves it. Definitely deserves it. Way they have fought their asses off. And look, 2-3 conference wins or overtime. And to stay on that overtime fact, I probably mentioned this on the postcast again somewhere. 3-0 in overtime games this year. And that counts the in Nevada game. 3-0 in overtime. When they're back against the wall, K-State no has to respond. And we need to respond by showing up these damn games. By showing up. And I know we can use, you know, we're on winter break and all that excuse. I understand that. But this K-State men's basketball team, Keontae Johnson, Marquise Noel, playing a high, really high level right now. Look, they're leaving it all on the court right now. We need to show the love. We definitely need to show the love. I get it. That the winter break. To finish my thought on that, we gotta start showing up. Show up at Bramlage starting Tuesday night for the rest of these home games. And I know I'll be at one of these games. I already mentioned Florida several times. I'm excited for that, which I'm surprised that is not a sold out crowd yet. And the last time I checked, that was like less than 150 out. And I know kstatesports.com said something. Iowa State next month. Wow, no wonder I got confused there. Okay, next month, they're less than 300. And actually, I need to make a correction. Nope, never mind. Nope. I got it right on my calendar. Okay, good. So that's 150 less for the Florida game. I'm surprised that is not sold out. That's the part of the SEC Big 12 Challenge all day long where, of course, for those you don't know, the Big 12 teams will take on an SEC opponent. Us, Florida. And all that entails with Keontae Johnson's former college team there and everything, what the sudden scare for Keontae Johnson a few years ago. That was scary. And again, and it relates to, again, DeMar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills safety, which the trajectory of his recovery has been it has been really, really good from what I've read, from what I've seen on social media. Continued prayers out to DeMar and the whole family and the Buffalo Bills as well. Wow, this is, you can't write this stuff up there with the Bills and returning the kickoff return for a touchdown to start the game. You can't script that any better than that. But speaking of scripting, you can't script the start. Can't be any better than for K-State men's basketball right now. Heading this week, you got Oklahoma State coming here. I don't care if it's the last team in the Big 12 or the third team ranked in the conference or the leader in the conference. Show up, Bramlage, pack the thing, show this team some love, man. That's what it comes down to, I mean, from the jump. Jerome Tang has stayed on our butts about packing Bramlage. And again, we're out here doing our part to get you guys out there. I will be out there, and I'm not using that as an excuse, but I know I'll be definitely out there for one of those games. As I mentioned, the Florida game, we'll be out there for that one. And maybe hopefully get out to another one of these games. Because right now, this team, be mistaken right now, the story of all college basketball right now, for sure, definitely. If not the top, right at the top three, hands down, for sure. This K-State team, and to even pile the onion strings on this, this team needs to be ranked. What the hell are we doing? Call the national media. What the hell are we doing out here, guys? I mean, all the respect on the football side, because the media, national media, love K-State football throughout the year. This past season, loved them, and kept them in the top 15. This team, I think they're getting a little disrespected. And have you, again, goes back to three top 25 opponents. You beat all of them. You sit right there at KU, top of the Big 12, and you're tied for the best record overall with KU as well. So all this in line, show the damn Bramlage on Tuesday and show and make life not easy, or not the game not easy for Oklahoma State. And of course, that's going to have to follow up with another ranked opponent on the road. It's going to be another tough game against TCU. I don't want to look forward to that just yet there, but the focus is the rest of these home games. Starting with Oklahoma State Tuesday night, let's show up, let's get loud, get real rowdy. It's Tuesday, not that rowdy, but let's get a little hyped up, a little rowdy. Show Jerome Tang and these guys your support. They put in a lot of the time, and right now that dividends is paying off with the best start in a long time for K-State. And I don't have the stat up here now. I'll definitely mention it on the postcast coming up as well. Some of them about their best conference start since, I think, 2014 or 2010, one of those two. But I'll get it. I'll have a better clear when we record a postcast edition coming here. When I record, sit down, record it tomorrow as well. But wow, K-State men's basketball can't get any better than this right now. It's got to be fun. Got to be fun being a K-Stater. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention there. Three definite sellouts in Bramlage. Moving forward, we got to get the rest of this thing sold out as well, for sure. The momentum is rising for Jerome Tang and K-State men's basketball, the Pearl Project podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, K-State Nation. And speaking of which, continue to spread the word about this sports podcast. You want more K-State other than men's basketball? I know that's the story right now. Men's basketball and football, Pearl Project Podcast, place to do it. Eddie Greer appreciates you. Go Cats! Another edition of the Pearl Project Purple Project Podcast, daily in the books.